everything in the service should bring glory unto Him. And by prayer request time, folks sharing about different things that are going on in their lives and in their hearts, I think it brings glory unto Him. I think when the music is played, and whether it's just a moving instrumental on the piano, whether it's a bit of harmony, whether it's just a song that has just a powerful message, it all brings glory unto Him. I think when you kid with one another and you give a little bit of, oh, there's one thing that you'll learn here at Mount Calvary is your skin cannot stay thin for a long period of time. We all have Bob Mumford to thank for that. And I think when you show each other that you care enough, that you can be yourself, that you can share just as simply the things that go on in your life and poke a little fun and just be the way that God made you, I think that you bring glory unto Him. The last few weeks we've been talking about the book of Romans. As the old Southern Baptists used to say, you got to take a walk through Romans. You say that. When it comes to salvation, you got to take a walk through Romans. I love that phrase. We talked about, first of all, what is it? I am not ashamed of the gospel. And those are certain things that you just ought to, every now and then you ought to start going over it again. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power unto salvation. For I have sinned, just like all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's something you ought to kind of confess every day of your life, I believe. But thanks be unto God, because we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is that eternal life through Jesus Christ. We were reading in the eighth chapter, we're reading about how there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we talked last week about how God's Holy Spirit, what an amazing thing it is. And we talked about it last week, but almost we felt it more today. It's just been a wonderful spirit in God's house. And knowing that we have issues and challenges and prayer requests and things that we just simply want to lay at the foot of the cross, and God, with His wisdom, He just sends out His Holy Spirit. No matter whether it's in verbal, whether it's in song, whether it's just in the hugs that you receive. We talked about how the sufferings of this present time are not worthy compared with the glory. We talked about the glory. Then we get down toward the end of the chapter, in the eighth chapter of the book of Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. All things working together for the good. I know that Cousin Rick, when that old doctor pulled him off with a stress test, he wasn't quite thinking about all things work together for the good. So many times he was telling me, I just can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. I feel too, I got things to do. I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. But what a great example we have just from this week, from stepping back, and thanks be unto God that these things were found out in God's timing. Amen. Amen. I want to, just a minute or two here, I'm just going to share a couple things. And I read one that I enjoy so much. The title is God's Kitchen. And it talks about a grandmother who was counseling with a grandson. That's me. That's for me. And it says, Grandma, nothing is working in my life. It's just none of it's working. She says, what do you mean? Grandson says, well, you know, at school, at home, my friends, my girlfriend, you know, nothing is working. So she had a great response to him. She said, well, would you like a piece of the cake that I'm making? He said, oh, yes, oh, yes. So she said, here, have a cup of cooking oil. He says, cooking oil? I don't like cooking oil. I can't drink that. Well, here, how about a couple of raw eggs? Oh, that's gross, Grandma. That's gross. I can't eat those raw eggs. Would you like a cube of margarine, some flour, maybe some baking soda? I said, come on, Grams. You're making me sick. I want some cake. The grandmother responds, that's right. These ingredients seem bad by themselves, but when you put them together in the right way and slowly bake them in an oven, they make a great cake. So many times I've heard that verse, for all things work together, for all things work together, for all things work together. But I believe that it is one of the anchoring items in our Christian walk when we actually start to believe that. Whole lot of things that we say, a whole lot of things that we go over, but when does it really start to sink into our minds and in our hearts to fully believe that all things work together? God is concerned about the cake. He's concerned about the end product of our lives. I always have a little fun with Mike. And I hope he doesn't ever take offense of it, or because I'm not going to stop. Sorry. Because there are certain things that in the past years have meant so much to me. I think that Debbie has an angel-given voice. I just like the tone of it. I like the sound of it. She could sit up here and she could sing most anything. It doesn't matter to me. I just like the sound of the voice. I shouldn't tell you that, but that's the way you feel. But then when I know that the words she's singing, she's placed them in her heart that believes those words. Wow. Not only do I have the pleasure of hearing the tone of the voice, but God uses it to speak to my heart. And for the 40 years we've known each other, it's a thrill to me to have her and Mike here in the church and just being the lovely couple and trusting folks. That Mike is a worker. He is, when it comes to Christian circles, he'll work circles around all of us. And I know that. Because here's a guy when I was in high school that helped support me when I was just beginning my Christian walk. Wow. What strength and things you look back on. Andre Crouch, take me back, take me back, take me back. Having Cousin Rick to sit here on the second pew, Sunday in, Sunday out. He's got a unique little sense of humor. Hopefully he's expressed it with you. But at the same time, I mean, I'm so tickled. He's a built-in light changer. Uses that height around. And,
but not for the next 12 weeks.
Not for the next 12 weeks. He can't even lift his arms. The doc said when you get out of this, you can't lift your arms for like, it's about 12 weeks, you're going to be like that. So what was he doing last night? He's just laying there with his arms like this. He said, well, if I'm not going to be able to lift him up after Monday, I'm getting all the lifting I can. And I don't know when I've met anyone who has more simple compassion and warmth and his voice and his kindness, because he's a big guy, played football, was a lineman. And it's amazing to me how sometimes you got the big guys seem to have some of the biggest hearts. It just touches you. I don't know how God works all the pieces of your life. And I'll tell you 100% from the bottom of my heart, I have no idea how He's worked all the pieces out to my life to get to where I am now. But I thank God that He has. And I fully believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that all things work together for that good. All the pieces in this puzzle that we call life, all the challenges that we face in our hearts, all the trials and tribulations that we find ourselves just calling out to God to help us through, they all work together for the good. That cake in the end product, how sweet it is. I like cake. You can look at me and tell. I like pies. I like desserts. I like any of those things. But I like coming into church and feeling like I've been in church. I like coming into church and feeling like I felt God's Holy Spirit touch my heart. I like coming into church and seeing faces that have smiles, that are willing to throw out a little hug and to share my burdens, my trials, and the times that I'm just not feeling as good as I should and have questions. And it's amazing how God, through His wisdom, allows those people to be in the right place to say the right thing. Or just a smile or just anything. That's a pretty short sermon. You can call it your Long John sermon. Because if nothing else, it ought to warm you up a little bit. You like that, Kelly? Yeah. It ought to allow you to go out in the world that it's going to be a little bitter cold, that it's going to be a little chilly. It is what you find in God's Word, in the spirit that you feel in His house, that I believe is going to warm you up. It's going to let you just enjoy it. And personally, I thank God for it. Heavenly Father, we've gathered into Your house. We have sung praises unto Your name. We have heard music that just has brought a smile to the angels' faces today, I think. But most of all, God, we have felt Your Holy Spirit within our hearts. And we thank You, for Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for our faith in Him as a personal Savior that guarantees us eternal life. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask now special blessing and mercy and safety, those angels surrounding us as we leave this place, knowing the winds are howling and it's difficult, God. But we just ask now that You allow us to take the warmth that we have felt in Your house and share it with a world that is shivering and shaking, not only from the cold, but from the despair, from the loss, from the so many challenges that they try to figure out on their own, when simple the answer is You. Allow us to share in that. We ask everything that has been said, everyone's taken part, God, hopefully it's bring glory unto Your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people say amen. If you stand to your feet, we're going to sing, I'm so glad I'm a part of the